My name is Laszlo Pinter. I'm a senior fellow with the International Institute for Sustainable Development and also a teacher at the Central European University. And just to jump in, I wouldn't actually call Rio Plus 20 a failure, because that would indicate that we had expectations that it could be that it could be anything else. So, you know, from that point of view, you know, I might as well wear an optimistic hat. So Rio Plus 20 delivered exactly what we expected, which was not much. But that's not that's actually not entirely true, because I think as Benedek mentioned, failure or crisis is an opportunity, and I think there's truth in that. And I think that anyway, and the Rio agenda was complicated. The outcomes are will be complicated, and there are seeds of hope. One of the seeds of hope, I think, is that the failure that many call it failure will energize energize people. Now, I'll make a few comments here, also from the perspective of being a lead author of the scenario chapter of the Global Environment Outlook that we launched in Rio, and because I think it has relevance. And what we did in that work was to look at the commitments that have been made over the last couple of decades in various domains of the environment, from biodiversity to waste to land and water and atmosphere and so on. So these are all formal official commitments made by our elected or not so elected officials, but signed and sealed and delivered, and we wanted to see what happened, how far did we get, and also are we on track to meeting those goals and targets. And so there was a projective element, there's a looking back element, you know, it's like the Greek god looking back into the future, into the past and looking into the future. I very much agree, we have to do that. So when we look into the future, and we synthesized the results of a large number of global scenarios that are combining you know, perspectives on all of these issues, what we found is that it is not surprising that we are really not on target towards the 2030, 2040, 2050 targets. And then what we concluded was that meeting those targets is actually not impossible. So if you look into the sort of more complex details on any of these mega issues, it's not impossible, not yet impossible, to meet those goals and targets. But we have to do far more aggressively, and far more systematically intelligently than what we are doing. Now, linked to the topic of this conference, one of the conclusions there is that it's, you know, what has been happening to date is that we've been trying to address issues more on the supply side and less on the demand side. I think that can be said with some degree of truth in that. And that's not enough. So we have to also look at demand side. Of course, demand side management, the demand side, and the, you know, what are basic needs and so on. I mean, that again is not a new issue, but in policy terms, it's much harder to address. And in the current economic paradigm, which favors obviously growth, and growth requires market demand, even when you don't have a legitimate need, we need to create need, and we need to create artificial demand. You know, that model is not conducive to addressing these demand issues. I think that's a problem, and that's a problem particularly because much of the demand and much of the growth that arises from this demand is actually uneconomic growth and uneconomic fulfillment of needs. So, how does that happen? I think that happens partly because we use the wrong metrics, and you know, again, the idea of GDP was mentioned, and it's, by the way, it's very interesting how metrics and natural capital accounting, with all its problems, has again kind of arisen as a central issue in even in the green economy context. But anyway, that also matters at the level of at multiple levels, community down to the individual. So if we use you know, the micro level metrics of GDP, like, you know, income metrics as a measure of individual satisfaction and well-being, then, you know, that I think that's a wrong metric, and there's great resistance if we are promoting convergence on that basis. However, because we have uneconomic growth, if we look at other metrics, we might realize that many of the countries that have very high per capita GDPs and income and gross national product and so on, actually are not scoring too well in terms of quality of life metrics, and which raises this interesting question: what should we converge on? Should we converge on income and GDP, or should we converge on quality of life and some of the other soft metrics of well-being? And an experience from the large and growing number of initiatives that are actually trying to dismantle the myth of which is beyond the GDP are suggesting that, you know, there is potential in this, and not just, you know, conceptual and scientific potential. There's also potentially political potential that I think hasn't really been exploited to its full extent. Okay, so that's one set of thoughts. I think another issue that came out from the Rio process is a failure of accountability. So the problem wasn't so much, and the problem isn't so much that we are short on commitments and we are short on agreements and policy documents. The problem is that we can't envision transition pathways, and I think that again is probably an issue for, you know, contraction and convergence discourses. Because it's not enough to understand where we are heading. I think it's equally, or perhaps even more important, well, equally important, to see how to connect the dots, and if necessary, backcast from sort of desirable outcomes. Because otherwise, you know, it's quite clear actually that when many of these long-term commitments were made, like the, you know, IG targets on biodiversity or the World Food Summit's commitments on food and you name it, you know, when these commitments were made, they were a result of political deals with some technical input, but possibly without a real sense of what it would take to get there. And I don't think that we can really afford that anymore, because it would take get energy out of the system. It would show that there's unaccountability, and it would just further push us down on a path we don't want to be pushed down on. I think I'm gonna stop there. I'll stop there, and then we can, you know, have a conversation. All right.